Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I had a whole bunch of people send me this story, and I was actually familiar with this concept because of the law in Michigan. But private property owners sue over Virginia's hunting dog law. And 2, 4, 6, 8 different people sent me the story in the last 24 hours. And here's the situation. You own a piece of property. It is your property. And all of a sudden, a dog comes running onto your property, and right behind it comes a hunter. And you say, excuse me, sir, it's private property. And the man goes, oh, I'm just getting my hunting dog. My hunting dog ran onto your property. He's getting my dog. And the question is, how legal is it for someone to come onto your property to get their dog? But also, how legal is it for them to hunt on your property with their dogs? And that's the distinction. And it varies wildly from state to state. But the situation in Virginia has resulted in a lawsuit where someone's trying to get the law changed. Denise Lavoie wrote the story for the Associated Press. A man that they talk about in the story bought a 143-acre farm in rural Virginia a decade ago. 143 acres. He and his wife were startled by the sounds of 20 hunting dogs barking and howling as they circled the house and chased their chickens. So this is 20 hunting dogs, a pack of hunting dogs. When the man confronted the nearby hunter, the man told him, that is the hunter, he had permission to hunt on the property. So, man called the agency that enforces a state law allowing hunters to retrieve their hunting dogs from private property, even when the property owners object. He told me, you can't prohibit people from coming onto your land. He then pointed out that his land was posted with no trespassing signs. And I said, you don't understand, my land is posted. And the official said, you don't understand, you can't stop them. And so they're making it sound like, as long as you've got hunting dogs with you, you can go anywhere you want. So after years of putting up with baying dogs and dead chickens, the man and several other property owners are suing the state over its right to retrieve law, arguing that allowing hunters to go on their property without permission amounts to an uncompensated taking of their land and violates the state and federal constitutions. And the question again is, if the dog comes on your land and the hunter comes on your land, do they stay there and hunt, or is the man simply retrieving his dog and taking it away? And that apparently is where the confusion comes from, because some people say, well, if my dog's allowed on their property, obviously I can go in after my dog to get my dog. And while I'm there, if I see a target, well, there we go. So a number of states allow hunters to retrieve their dogs without permission from property owners under certain circumstances, such as properties that do not have no trespassing signs. But Virginia's law says hunters are allowed to retrieve dogs even when the property owner has specifically denied access. So you can tell somebody, you're not allowed on my property. Well, if their dog goes in your property, they can come get it. A 2016 report prepared by the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, which is now the Department of Wildlife Resources, said only one other state, Minnesota, had a similar law. Minnesota's law says a person can enter private land to retrieve a hunting dog without the permission of the owner, but they have to leave the firearm behind when doing so and must immediately leave after recovering the dog. And that is actually very similar to Michigan's law. We'll get there in a second. Virginia's law prohibits hunters from carrying the whatever they're hunting with while retrieving their dogs from private property. It also says hunters must identify themselves when asked by the landowner. If they refuse, they can be charged with a misdemeanor. So the dogs in the property are supposed to not be hunting, but being the subject of a recovery effort by the hunter. But of course, like I said, once they're on the property with the dog, you know, the Virginia property owners are suing the Department of Wildlife Resources, which enforces the law. They're represented by the Pacific Legal Foundation, a conservative legal organization that won a major property rights case at the U.S. Supreme Court last year. The high court found that a California regulation requiring agricultural businesses to allow union organizers onto their property for up to 3 hours a day, 120 days per year, amounts to the government appropriating a right of access to private property and constitutes a per se physical taking under the court's precedents. Now, a lawyer with the Pacific Legal Foundation said he believes that Virginia's right to retrieve law amounts to a similar physical taking of private property. When this man has to let dogs and hunters enter his property, and he's not allowed to tell them to stay away, and when they're killing his livestock and disrupting his operation, That's a taking of a valuable property interest, the attorney says. Now, the law dates back to 1938, but the tradition of hunting with dogs dates back, 400 years, according to Kirby Birch, who owns 8 hunting dogs and is the chief executive officer of the Virginia Hunting Dog Alliance, a political action committee that represents about 90,000 hunters in the state. He said most hunters try to be considerate of landowners and quickly retrieve their dogs when they cross onto private property. A lot of people who move here from other states are offended by the notion of hunting with dogs, so when a dog runs across their property, they're offended. And I understand that, but I think the vast majority of hunters with dogs try, in every way possible, to avoid irritating their neighbors, said Birch. His group estimates that more than half of the licensed hunters in Virginia hunt with dogs. The lawsuit asks the court for a judgment declaring the law takes the plaintiff's private property without compensation for public use, which would be a violation of the state constitution, and the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Multiple attempts have been made in the legislature to overturn the law, but so far none have succeeded. Ryan Brown, executive director of the Department of Wildlife Resources, declined to comment on the lawsuit. Brown said hunters and private landowners have been able to peacefully coexist for the most part, but as more rural land has been developed and Virginia has become more suburbanized, the two groups have been at loggerheads over the hunting dog issue. Both sides of the debate have vested interests, with the hunters being very interested in the protection of their dogs and real property owners being interested in protection of their rights as landowners. He said both sides have been very passionate about their views. So the question is, because the way this originally was described, it says that the man had 20 hunting dogs running around his house chasing his chickens, and when he confronted the hunter, the man told him he had permission to hunt on the property. And so he hadn't given the man permission. So when he made a phone call, the person said, well, you don't understand. You can't stop them. And the question is, you can't stop them doing what? Because the law is pretty clear. They're not allowed to hunt on your land just because their dog got on your land. They're allowed to come onto your land and get their dog. And so I'm going to pull out, and I was very familiar with the statute. I'd researched this previously. In Michigan, for instance, MCL 324-73-102, entering or remaining on property of another. Consent, exceptions. Except as provided below, a person shall not enter or remain upon the property of another person, other than farm property or wooded area connected to farm property, to engage in any recreational activity or trapping on that property without the consent of the owner or his or her lessee or agent, if either of the following circumstances exists. The property is fenced or enclosed and is maintained in such a manner as to exclude intruders. Or the property is posted in a conspicuous manner against entry. It talks about the minimum letter height on the posting sign shall be 1 inch. Each sign shall be not less than 50 inches square. The sign shall be spaced to enable a person to observe not less than one sign at any point of entry. And then it says, except as provided in subsection 4, a person shall not enter or remain upon farm property or wooded area connected to farm property for any recreational activity or trapping without the consent of the owner or his or her lessee or agent, whether or not the farm property or wooded area is connected to a farm is fenced, enclosed, or posted. So farm property has a slightly higher standard of protection. But generally speaking, if it's fenced or posted, you got to stay out. You got to stay out. But it does say, keep seeing that one section below in section 4, okay? A person, other than a person possessing a firearm, may, unless previously prohibited in writing or orally by the property owner, enter on foot upon the property of another for the sole purpose of retrieving a hunting dog. The person shall not remain on the property beyond the reasonable time necessary to retrieve the dog. And then it talks about the burden of showing that the property owner or his or her lessee or agent previously prohibited entry, the burden of proof is on the plaintiff. So if I've told you, stay off my property, and your dog comes on, you do not have the right to come on and retrieve your dog. If I've never told you that, and your dog comes on my property, you can put down what you're hunting with and come on and get your dog. But you cannot hunt on my property even though your dog is there. And you've got to come get your dog and get off my property. And that law makes sense. If people are hunting with dogs, they understand the dog's not on a leash. And so the dog might run off and chase something. And if it's chasing something that doesn't know how to read no trespassing signs, then it might run onto my property and your dog might chase it. And I love dogs. I've said that before. I love dogs. So the fact that the dog chases an animal, that's what it's going to do. So I understand that. But before you come on the property, put it down, come on the property, and if you see me, you say, "Excuse me, sir, my dog ran on your property. I'm getting my dog. I'll be right out of here as soon as I can." That's fine. That's legal. Unless I recognize you and say, "I've told you to stay off my property." And if I have, you got an issue. So you might say, "Steve, what happens if you've told me to stay off your property and my dog runs onto your property?" Well, then you approach me and say, "Excuse me, sir, my dog ran on your property. I know you don't want me on your property. Can I go get my dog?" Now, if I say no to that, there might be some issues. But the point is that that's the way the law is. I don't write these laws. I just print them down and read them to you. So, a person other than a person possessing a firearm may, unless previously prohibited in writing or orally, enter on foot upon the property of another for the sole purpose of retrieving a hunting dog, and enter on foot. So let's suppose you've got an ATV and you want to drive on my property to get your dog. Can't do that. Enter on foot. Enter on foot. Person shall not remain on the property beyond a reasonable time necessary to retrieve the dog. Go get your dog and get off the property. In an action under the section or the other section, the burden of showing the property owner or his or her lessee or agent previously prohibited entry is on the plaintiff or prosecuting attorney, respectively. You might say, "Wait, Steve, plaintiff or prosecuting attorney?" Yeah, that's an interesting thing that a lot of people don't know. In Michigan and in many other states, if you go trespassing, you're a trespasser. You're trespassing upon the property of another. You can be arrested for it and prosecuted because it's a crime. You can also be sued for it civilly because it's a civil action. And Michigan's law allows both to happen. So if you're having a really, really bad day and you go trespassing on someone's property and they call the police and the police show up and arrest you, you might think that's pretty bad, but you might also get sued. And I believe it's $750 per instance. So that might cost you some money and you may have to hire an attorney or just, you know, default on it or settle the case, but you may have to pay some money as well. And that's on top of any fines or costs that you get hit with for the crime of trespassing. And so the weird part is that I know we've talked about trespassing before and we talked about de minimis or trivial trespasses. So theoretically, if somebody cuts across your yard without your permission, arguably they're trespassing in some states. However, it does say in Michigan on certain cases you must post signs. And there are places where signs are posted. In fact, I know a lot of people who own land that's posted. And I've had people tell me, "Yeah, those signs are only up until the first person sees them. Somebody walks by, tears the sign down, and goes on the property. And if you come by and say, 'Excuse me, sir, you're trespassing.' I didn't know that. Well, there's a sign back there you walked by." "Where?" "The one that's on the ground face down?" "Oh, yeah, that's right. You tore it down as you walked past it." But there is a difficult task trying to police property if you're not nearby. I had a friend who was an attorney who owned, I think, 40 acres up in northern Oakland County. Very, very valuable real estate. But it was one of the last undeveloped pieces of real estate in an area, and it had deer on it. And he told me every single week during hunting season, he would go up and tear down all the illegal deer blinds and the tree stands and so on. And he said he'd come back the next week, and they're all back up again. Tears them all down again. They all go right back up again. And he said he'd gone out there before and chased people off. And they're like, "Oh, what signs?" Because they torn down all the signs. And so nowadays you get trail cameras and you can track game with them. You can also track people with them, interestingly enough. But it's amazing how adults will claim they can't read and say, "Oh, no trespassing." So where? That bright yellow sign you walked past that you didn't tear down says no trespassing. Oh, I thought that was an old sign. I thought this was public property. No, number one, there's no rule on how old the sign is. But number two, it's not public property. It's your job to know that. You can't just go onto property and assume it's public, especially when you walk past no trespassing signs. So the story here is this law in Virginia where they claim that people come onto their property because their dogs are there and that they're powerless to do anything about it because the law says, well, if the hunting dog comes on the property, the hunter can come on the property also. And then the question, of course, is, are they coming on to retrieve their dogs? Are they hunting while they're there or what? But like I said, in Michigan, it's quite clear. If the dog enters the property, you stop hunting and go get your dog. But you do not get to hunt on the property just because your dog ran onto the property. So that's the situation. It's a lawsuit in Virginia. We'll see what's going to happen with that. Tom, Stephen with a PH, Mark, Jerry, Leland, Rick and Dawn, Dave and Bill all sent that. Rick and Dawn apparently are a couple. Dave and Bill, not so much. So I got to make sure I put enough space in there. How about this? Bill, Dave, Leland, Jerry, Mark, Stephen with a PH, and Tom all sent it, as well as Rick and Don. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. #HostageOfMyOwnEmotions #FreeLeto.